empty nester couples, give all of our attention to our children for all those years, and then you're like, what?
You know, what do we do now?
I'm Julie Bullitt. I've been a family therapist for over 30 years.
I'm David Bullitt. I've been a divorce and family lawyer for more than 35 years.
Together, we have been married for more than 37 years.
In our professional practices, the two of us have been witnesses to individuals and families struggling with life's most difficult challenges. In this podcast, we will talk about the conversations we have had,
the conversations we should have had,
and those that every relationship needs to have in order to find success, happiness, and fulfillment.
This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast. Welcome back to Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
The podcast. We have a couple here today that kind of like us in some ways, except they're in Dallas and we're on the East Coast, and they're empty nesters. And although there's a lot of empty nester folks out there, what really caught our eye, I think, was when we found you on Instagram, and you describe yourselves as, I want to make sure I got it right, busy but thriving empty nesters, and their label, is it label or tag or whatever you're called on Instagram, is called Better With Age Together, which we got a lot of questions about all of that. So welcome aboard from Dallas, right? Amy and Neil Thompson.
Yay.
I mean, we like to say more of the Fort Worth side of things.
Fort Worth, okay.
The Fort Worth area.
But we are big, well, I am a big Dallas Cowboy fan, huge. So I will claim Dallas on that one.
Love. Perfect. Awesome. Yeah. We were in Fort Worth, was it 2 years ago?
Yeah,
years
David ago? Really wanted to stay longer.
Yeah, I wanted to stay. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it there. When they ran the cattle down the main street.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was a lot of fun. It reminded me of raising my kids a little bit when they were little.
Let me ask you a couple of questions.
And before we get into your what you guys do together and how you're managing as empty nesters, give us a little background in terms of how long you've been married, your kids, how old they are, all that sort of thing.
Well, how long have we been married, babe? No, we just celebrated 25 years this year. So
congrats.
It's a good milestone. You know, I'm very proud of that. And, you know, certainly happy to be married to this one. She's put up with me for that long. I definitely outpick my coverage on that one. But
David uses years. That line all the time.
Mm-hmm, it's a good one.
But we have two kids that we will love very much. Our son is 23 and our daughter just turned, well, it's been a few months, but is 21 now. And they're both essentially out of the house. We call ourselves empty nesters. Our son actually has a room here, but he's only here every couple weeks for
every
a day
other
or two.
Weekend. Yeah, every so, other weekend. Yeah. So he's in transition.
Okay. So. Yeah. We're transitioning him out
again.
At some point.
Again. That revolving door.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
But yeah, we spend a lot of time together. Amy taught for 17 years and more recently she started working with me. I work for a manufacturing company and I do finance, you know, forecasting and budgeting and those sorts of things. And she started with the company as an EA last year. And now we ride together to work. We work out together. Oh, wow. So we're together a lot. I'm sure she's sick of me, but won't admit it. But we do. I think we enjoy the time together. And
I'll keep you for a few more years. So.
Couple more years, yeah. So, and what sort of prompted you guys to, you know, come together and help motivate other couples that maybe are empty nesters or, you know, facing a different chapter of their lives? What prompted you to, you know, start your Instagram channel and, you know, make all the great content that you do?
Well, so I started joined Fasterway back in 2019. And
what is Fasterway?
Fasterway to Fat Loss. It's our health and wellness side business that I did on the side of being a teacher, just because, you know, what I had been doing running in my 30s mm-hmm. and eating low carb salads wasn't working anymore. And he kept telling me to get in the gym and lift a weight, and I didn't want to.
You
got to
be careful saying that, though. Like, you can't just say, hey, lady, get in the gym.
You're walking a tightrope there, Neil, that's for sure.
I was asking for help, so I was frustrated. And he kept saying that. And then I found some other girl and listened to her, but ended up telling him he was right. And so So I started doing that for women in over 3 years. And he was, of course, following along because I was cooking, you know, we were cooking together and we would, you know, he would do the workouts with me. And so it kind of just evolved into, hey, why don't you come be a coach of this as well? And you can coach the men, because I would have men join my groups. And, you know, it would, I would usually put him in the group just to, you know, talk to the men. And I was like, you're already doing it anyway. So why don't you come along and go through the certification and we'll just do this together. And then in December of last year is when we've officially changed. So I changed my Instagram handle to, from trying to just talk to, you know, women in their 40s. To couples. We changed, you know, and just started really trying to niche down to empty nester couples. Just because we felt like that's what we were doing. And he was in the videos. He was funny. We were making, we had a lot of people like it when he was in there. And, you know, just, I just felt like that was what we were being called to do. And I just felt like that was a really tapped market that could really use some help, because a lot of, you know, we give all of our attention to our children for all those years. And then you're like, what, you know,
what do we do now?
Yes. You know, if we can help people in this stage or that are coming up to this stage, you know, so that they don't, you know, hit this milestone and feel like there's nothing left in common or there's nothing to do together. You have no common, you know, hobbies, you know, and just prolong our life together, you know, and help and, that's just kind of where my heart went.
It's interesting because, you know, what you, when you say, you know, people who after their kids leave and so forth, sort of haven't done a lot together, haven't had a lot in common other than raising their kids. And, and we talk a lot about that. And frankly, I see a lot of that in my office, right? A lot of folks who, it's not that they're angry at each other, don't dislike each other. They just have grown apart because they don't have anything in common anymore.
Yeah. And so, as a divorce lawyer, that's probably, you always say, the number one reason why people come is not because of affairs or financial issues. It's more that they've grown apart, haven't paid attention to their relationship.
Yeah, it's sort of a malaise that grows. But so let me ask you a little bit about, because I'm gonna roll back to 2019 and then I'm going to bring us current. Tell me about Faster Way. What is that and what got you into it? And how does it help the two of you and how does it help other folks?
Well, I was drawn to it because there's so many, you know, programs out there and I was looking for an all-encompassing program. I wanted to understand more about food, you know, and how God's food, not a bunch of supplements or, you know, little containers or
process,
you know, just no tricks. I wanted just God's food, you know, I know that he developed it for a reason. How can we use it to reach our goals? You know, promoting, preventing disease and, you know, just increasing longevity and just being as healthy as we can, but also leaning out and losing fat that as you get older just happens to, you know, start piling on if you don't change, you know, your habits.
What is it you'll say about, you know, you say God's food. What is it you say about if it's from the ground?
Anything from the ground is game or that had a mother. So any fruit, vegetable, you know, anything that grows naturally or that comes from a protein, you know, animal source. So anything that had a mother is game. And so, you know, we live this life of deprivation and we think that, oh, we can't have this or that. And, you know, people are scared of, you know, healthy carbs like potatoes and, you know, things that, you know, bananas, things that, you know, God made for a reason. There's vitamins and micronutrients in there that we need. And so I felt like this program was exactly that. It was teaching you how to use those foods and eat the right amount for your body, because we're all different and we all have different places that we are and our goals of where we want to be. And so then for this kind of personalized, you know, what you need. And so I liked that part of it. And I liked that it also paired the specific effective workouts that were short. You know, we are working, we only have 30 minutes, you know, 45 minutes max to spend in a gym and we don't have hours. And I liked that part of it because people don't have time. And so this was, you know, not over complicated recipes, things that we can just make that are simple, but healthy and delicious, you know, and also save time. So I just liked that it married those two and it took all the guesswork out. Cause I feel like that's where people, there's so much noise out there. And I just felt like this was fitting for me. And so I started doing it. I got amazing results, felt, you know, slept better, you know, just had so much more energy. And I just loved it. It was simple. I just opened up my app, pushed play. Of course, there wasn't an app back in 2019.
We were
printing papers, PDFs, right. and workouts yeah, on YouTube. But now it's great. An app, and the company's just skyrocketed. And they added a men's program, which is why mm-hmm. you know I brought him in for that component. So that's kind of why I was drawn to it.
And they're great people too. And these people started a church. They have a round that's includes a Bible study every few months, and so it the things they believe in, we feel are very important to us.
We're in line with our beliefs,
And as you're talking about the program, what I find fascinating is, as a therapist, I'm a mental health therapist, and I work with a lot of people around self-care. And you hit on some major things when we talk about roadblocks for people getting healthy, people, eating well and exercising. You talked about it is short, right? Like, it doesn't have to be an hour in the gym. And people get this mentality that I don't have an hour or 2 hours to work out, so I'm not going to do it at all. So mm-hmm. I love that it's short. The other piece to it is their structure. They don't have to figure out what they're doing. They're getting it from you. And the last thing that you just mentioned, Neil, which was community, because those three things together, that's why I think, you've been successful, because you're offering those three key things. And all of those things together really help people stick to things much longer and be able to do it.
Was Neil, was there any pullback at all at the beginning in terms of the nutrition piece or the diet, the food piece on your end? Just curious, out of curiosity. I mean, I like to have a little ice cream now and again, or this, So just curious.
I'm definitely far. She's a lot more regimented than I am, and will stick to something better than I do. But I think that's pretty
that's
cool about this thing too. It's not a, we're going to do this diet for 6 weeks or 6 months. Mm-hmm. This is truly a lifestyle change. And it talks, they talk a lot about, you can have a cheat day. You can have a cheat meal. Mm-hmm. You can eat a bag of peanut M&Ms, which is one of my major weaknesses. Although I think I'm going to go tonight and get some peanut M&Ms because it sounds really good.
I love ice cream too.
I love cookies. Sweet. You can't do that every day all the time. It's all about moderation. And they preach in balance, and they preach a lot about that.
Do you have a ratio that you work with in terms of like one cheat a day, or 10% of the time you can eat what you want, 90%? Is there any ratios in that way?
Well, I think the key is, and again, I'm not as closely aligned as Amy is, but it's just in moderation. If you you get a certain number of proteins, carbs, and fats a day. If you want to waste half your half of your carbs on a single cookie for that day, I guess you could eat the cookie and then for the rest of the day eat healthy, as long as it fits your macros. Now you don't want to make that a practice and have a cookie take up all of your carbs because you want healthy carbs.
Eating more voluminous healthy food is going to keep mm-hmm. you fuller longer than eating mm-hmm. that cookie when you can have something. Right. And we also, he did say cheat day, but we really try to stay away from the word cheat because that's another mentality that people get in their minds and they think that it's bad and they have a connotation.
Right.
So really the program calls it a treat on Saturday.
Yes, okay.
Is kind of how we, how it's designed is Saturday mm-hmm. is leg day. And so when you're working that biggest muscle, that's the day you get your treat. And so we also encourage gluten-free and dairy-free, but on treat day, you just enjoy the cookie or whatever.
Well, when we first started the thing, remember every Saturday we would walk to the gym, and on the way to the gym was a donut shop. So we would stop. I know this sounds terrible. We'd stop and I'd get a bag of donut holes
and I had the little sprinkly ones.
The little sprinkly donuts.
Nice.
And we haven't done that in a while.
But we have treats. I mean, we've mm-hmm. loosened our reins a little bit because you said, it is a lifestyle. After that initial 6 weeks of understanding, and because it mm-hmm. all starts with your mind first, and you have to get out of this, I'm on a diet. And that's why we don't ever call it that, is because it's, you're learning how to eat, and you have vacations, you have birthdays, you have, travel, you have all of these things, holidays that are going to come up, and, you have to know how to navigate that and still stay on, we say memories over macros, but you can't say that every single day. You can't just be like, I'm making memories with this cookie every single day. But but we just try to teach people that it's a lifestyle switch in your head. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't have your mind right, nothing is, it's not going to work.
And you mentioned community. I was just going to say accountability, having two of you kind of with the same idea and goal really, together, really helps. Together, she may give
that's
me
the beauty. That's the beauty of a relationship. So I wanted to ask you guys about, I mean, you're doing the faster way together. You're going to work together. You know, you're doing a lot together. Do you both have, you know, outside time, sort of like me time? And tell us about that.
I mean, sure. There's, you know, we both do have our morning routines, and I guess we're together, but not mentally. I'm doing a Bible study and she's doing a devotion that day. I know, you know, annually at least, I've got a guy's trip where we have a fantasy football draft.
And I have several girls trips.
And she has several girls trips. I need to make it several guys trips too. But
yes, you do. You need to catch up, Neil.
Yeah, right. But yeah, we do those things separately, no doubt.
How do you, I mean, it's interesting. I got a couple of things I want to ask you about, but in terms of the balance piece, right? So you're living together pretty much alone. You're working together at your job. I say jobs, you know, not what we see on Instagram and not the faster way stuff. And then you have your whole lifestyle that you're promoting on social media as part, you know, it's sort of an extension of this program that you've been talking to us about. How do you balance all of that along with, you know, there's got to be some times during the course of the day when, and Julie and I do a lot together as well, when we just sort of say, okay, I'm going to this room and you're going to that room. We need to, you know, do whatever you need to do. I mean, is there any struggle as a result of so much involvement professionally?
Well, I'll first of all say she is a workhorse. Like Amy, she just takes on everything 1,000,000%, and she goes and goes hard, and she's just a workhorse. She does so much all day, every day. I'm a workhorse when I'm working, but I can turn it off. I mean, when I'm at work, you know, I'm very focused, but I can also step away. And when I get home, I'm pretty exhausted. By the way, we work from home maybe a day or two a week too.
In the same office.
In the same kind of room. So we do have to separate.
When we're on calls.
Yeah, when we're on calls and that sort of thing. But you probably struggle with it more than I, because I can turn it off easier than you can.
It really
doesn't come up a lot. And I'm not trying to be like, oh, we have a great, I mean, I just feel like there's not a lot of times. I mean, maybe, you know, or been spending a little bit more time. And like yesterday, I went out on the porch swing by myself for a little while. He ended up coming out, but I was just out there just by myself. But I don't really feel like that's something I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get away, or I've got to get a break. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know. We just kind of, I mean, like I'll be traveling this week. He travels for work sometimes too. You know, maybe right lately it's been like me a month, you a month, you know, a week out. So, I mean, that's kind of new. And so being away from him, I'm like, oh, I'm really ready to get back home. So I wouldn't say that it comes, actually isn't a huge problem.
I wasn't fishing for conflict. I really wasn't. I think what's interesting again to me is, and again, all we know about you is because we spoke a few weeks ago and today, and then of course we follow all of your, I look at a lot of, if not all of your stuff, and you really are promoting, a lifestyle and a mentality for folks who are empty nesters. And so tell me a little bit about that process for you, the creative process in terms of getting this information out, trying to get your messages across pretty much on a daily, you know, on a daily basis.
Now that is so promoting anything on social media is exhausting. I'm not going to lie.
Yes.
Trying to make content and make it relatable and just, want to be a good influence and encouraging to others that are feeling this way. So of course our company is about fat loss, right? I mean, that's, you know, that's the main goal, but I really want to get away from, you know, want to lose 10 pounds in, you know, 6 weeks or whatever. Like you'll never hear me say that, because I don't want it to be about losing weight or losing, you know, yes, that's going to be a benefit, but I really just want to focus on, you know, how it's going to help your longevity and how it's going to promote your, how you're going to feel about yourself. You're, if you feel better about yourself, you're going to feel better in your relationship. I mean, it's just the way it works, you know?
Sure. Yeah. I wanted you to dive into that piece because I think that that's so fascinating. What do you think the benefits of doing the faster way together as a couple really are in terms of the relationship, the marriage, what do you see those things?
And that's why I don't really want to focus on the weight loss. I want to focus on what does this chapter look like? What do you want to be able to do? I mean, you were just talking to this guy at the gym today that was 85 or whatever.
He was 82 years old and he's still on the machines.
What do you mean? He was talking to his, and they just, they're just working on, what do you want it to look like, compared to just sitting on the couch when you're, and not moving and doing and not, not using your muscles and your brain and your, and there's so much research out there that if you're just moving and exercising, and of course you're, if you're lower your fat, you're going to have better, heart conditions and less diabetes. And, there's so much out there that we can prevent by just what we're eating and how we're moving. And, fat loss might be what you're focused on, but we're trying to make it so much more about, what does that chapter look like? What are you going to be doing together? Do you want to be able to go on adventures and travel and do things together and, go out for a bike ride on a weekend when the weather's pretty, I don't know. So I think that's kind of how it's morphed from, losing weight for just women to, okay, what does the second chapter of our life look like? Now that it's just us.
And it's also it also comes across to me as not necessarily chapters as much as it is just a continuous story, a bridge, because there's a lot of what you're promoting, certainly has to do with diet and certainly has to do with healthfulness and so forth. But also what comes through to me a lot is the relationship piece, the strength of the relationship and the importance of that. As part of your whole, everything that you're doing. And that's what I find really, really cool and unique.
Yeah.
Well, the walks in the evening, the cooking together, the planning together. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just gives you that much more, we sit down and eat together, it just so many things that, is going to help.
The connections are there.
And you mentioned earlier the confidence that you build, just within physically, yourself. I think it, helps in the physical part of the relationship too, when you're confident in yourself and how you feel.
Right. So, we didn't really talk about that, but if you feel better in your body, you're going to feel better in the bedroom, more confident in the bedroom, right?
So when you're happier with yourself, you're going to be nicer and happier to everybody around you. Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of the way it works. It snowballs, right? So, as far as making the content, right now I'm really just recycling a lot of content because it's hard to make new.
It is.
We try to maybe make one or two new funny things a week. And then I try to just take something that we've already made and, put some new words on it just because it's exhausting.
New trending song.
New song.
That's great. So, well, you guys do an amazing job. I mean, I'm motivated by you guys. David and I do work out together. We eat fairly healthy. But when I see your stuff, I'm like, oh, that looks good what they're making. We need to make that.
I want to see eating the peanut M&Ms one time.
We have a sugar. We have a sugar detox coming up soon. And there's a video I just re-pulled out of 2 years ago of him, of you saying, I'm on a sugar detox. And he's just thinking about his peanut M&Ms. So.
There was a video that you put up recently where you were in the grocery store gathering all your healthy things and you would come out with all these not healthy things. And I thought that was just so cute, but so real because that's relatable. When David goes to the grocery store, there's Fritos and Oreos, coming back
Fritos are gluten-free, so I don't feel as bad.
Gluten-free means
healthy. And they're really good. I love Fritos.
They're really good. Yeah. Well, you guys are.
So if there's couples out there that are listening and it's very hard to suck down to one or two tips, right? But if you could pass along some, and you have been doing it for the last 20, 25 minutes anyway, but what would you tell folks who are now, okay, we're sitting across from the breakfast table, our kids are gone. It's quiet. Now what do we do? What would you say to those people?
I think number one, God is to us very important in the center of our marriage. That's by far, I think, number one. And we've always known that from the moment we got married and before. But also just, we've touched on it, finding something in common. And you can start small. If it's cooking together, that's something in common, right? You might, I don't know, each find different recipes that you want to try together, you know, whatever that is, or trying new restaurants or whatever, eating together. I mean, start small, and then, you know, maybe it expands from that and you do things like work out together, go on walks together. I mean, I think you got to start small and just find those things in common.
I think I would say communicate your goals. Like, what do we want it? Like, let's communicate and come up with what do we want this to look like, you know, or what do we want to continue to be able to do, and how can we get there, you know? And if it's, you know, moving your body to strengthen your muscles, great. If it's just walking more, great. To communicate more, cooking together, you know, just come up with some common goals.
Eating peanut M&M's.
You love that. Absolutely. Love that. Yeah. So behind us here is our goal setting journal. We talk a lot with couples about setting goals as couples, not just individually. And people can definitely put a healthy, you know, eating healthy exercise plan on their goal list as a couple for goals. That's awesome.
Couple for goals.
Yeah. I love that though. That's great.
Well, Amy and Neil, thank you guys so much for being on. We such appreciate it. And we're going to include all the ways to reach you in our show notes. But while we have you, what's the best way for folks to find you on Instagram, to reach out to you if they want to learn more about Faster Way?
Well, of course, our handle is betterwithage.together, betterwithagetogether, and you can message me. I do most of the messaging in the DMs. He's there to help me, like I said, coach them in and
reels,
and help me find reels. He's the real searcher, because, you know, definitely just reach out on through Instagram message. We're on Facebook as well under just my name, Amy Thompson. I think our email is on my Instagram as well. But and then you're going to include the link to our program, which will tell you more about it. And we offer a discount for when couples join together. So, because there's a men's program and a women's program, but they're married. The programs are married, so you can do it together. And
love it.
I feel like it's just for those people who are eating healthy and working out, they might not just be reaching their goals. And so this is just that next step of,
putting a little science to it.
Dumbing it down. I know that sounds rude, but like
science and structure. That's good.
Yeah, I love it. Science and structure.
I was a science teacher, and that's why I loved this program, because the science behind program and how it works. And, you know, some people just don't want to figure it out. There's just so much noise and, you know, trying to find a workout. And, you know, so that's kind of.
I love it. I love it. You guys are awesome. Thank you guys for motivating us and motivating our audience.
Very inspiring.
And I'm going to go cook something healthy now.
I'm going to get some Fritos.
No, you're not.
It's too early. Too early. But thank you guys very, very much. And everyone out there.
We are the bullets.
Yep.
Oh, I interrupted. Sorry.
That's part of it. We are the bullets, THEBULITTS. You can find our website at the bullets. We're on all social media platforms at the bullets. And we look forward to having you back. Please send us any comments, any notes, subscribe to the podcast. Let us know what you think. This is Conversations for Couples,
the podcast.
Bye, you guys.
Julie Bullitt is a professionally licensed clinical social worker and family therapist. David Bullitt is a divorce and family lawyer. Julie is not your therapist, and David is not your lawyer. This podcast is meant for educational and entertainment purposes only.